See, I got Madonna. Where is she? There she is. I worked at concerts from Metallica to Grateful Dead to David Bowie, everything in between. And one time I was at an outdoor venue. They assigned me to a side gate that people would try to sneak in through. And they put me there with the promise that they would send someone to join me, and they handed me a walkie-talkie. This is before the days of cell phones. And they left me there. Well, pretty quickly I discovered two things. The walkie-talkie did not work, and nobody was joining me on that gate. I was it. So you see my dilemma. Bless you. There was a policeman on a horse patrolling the perimeter. This is being in Canada, Mountie going by there. And he came over to me and he said jokingly, "What are you, a black belt in karate or something? They're leaving you here by yourself?" And well, actually I was becoming a black belt in karate. I wasn't one yet, but I was about a blue belt maybe. But that sounded pretty ominous. And so I said, "No, they're gonna send somebody." And I said, "Can you hang around maybe?" No, he had to keep going, you know, around, off in the sunset. There the Mountie goes off in the sunset. And he wished me well. Now, a little while later, two young guys came along, and they came over, and they started talking to me. And finally, one of them said, "Will you just let us in?" And I said, "I'm sorry, I can't do that. You know, they put me here for this." And I said, "You know, there's other gates. Why don't you just go and try another one? Somebody will let you in, probably." And off they went. Well, time went on, and suddenly I saw them again. Only this time, they had a few more guys with them. And they were sizing up the gate and looking at me, and I could tell that they were going to rush the gate. They were going to bulldoze their way right through me. Now, truth be told, I really didn't care if they snuck in for free. I mean, I was there to do my job as security, but I wasn't going to put myself in any danger to guard that gate. You know, in karate, yes, I was learning self-defense techniques, but the number one rule of self-defense is you do not get yourself in a dangerous situation to begin with. You know, avoid them when you can. And I could suddenly hear my instructor's voice in my head, "Do not try to be Bruce Lee." So I could see by their body language they were getting ready to move. And there were five of them and one of me. So I looked at all my options. And what I was not going to do was try to be Wonder Woman and stop the rush physically. That was completely out. No Bruce Lee antics for me. And then I realized, okay, one of my options is I can just abandon this post. I can march all the way over to the security trailer and give them a piece of my mind for this defective walkie-talkie and no backup. But maybe I'll do that. The other was I could just motion to these guys and say, "Go on in," right? Now, either of those options seemed fine to me. They both seemed viable. What would you have done? Well, I decided to take one more moment and ask Spirit what to do. And I was pretty certain that I would get that exact one. Get out of the way, tell him to come on in. But I didn't. I went to my heart and I asked, "I need some help here. What do you think I should do?" And the voice said, "Pray." And I argued, "Hello, that's what I'm doing." And then I heard clear as a bell, "Pray with the walkie-talkie." And so I did. I called up the infinite. I grabbed my walkie-talkie and I called up the infinite. I said, "Yes, I'm here at gate 7 with no backup and there's a group of guys over there. They're about to rush and I need some help." And then I started nodding and looking at my watch and okay. And then I looked over and, "Oh, okay, I see you." And when I looked back, they were gone. They thought I'd called for backup, which I had. They just didn't know that it was the infinite I'd called for backup. Now, I never would have thought of doing that as a way to fend anybody off. It just wouldn't have occurred to me. And yet, something entirely out of the blue, unexpected, nothing I could have predicted, is what came to me, and it worked. They were far enough away to not be able to hear exactly what I was saying, but they saw enough to discourage them from trying to run me over to get inside. Now, I didn't have a lot invested in that. If they snuck in, I wasn't going to lose any sleep over it. But I was concerned about my own safety. I didn't want to put myself in a position where I could get hurt. But this very unorthodox answer to my dilemma showed me clearly that when I listen to spirit, something comes forth that I couldn't predict. And when I follow the guidance, amazing things happen. About 3 minutes after my walkie-talkie prayer, two angels in the form of these large, burly guys showed up and joined me. And it all worked out. Nothing is too great or too small for spirit's guidance. Nothing. And that's a good thing. Because the kind of issues and challenges we're facing right now as a human family are beyond anything we have seen in the past. Ecologically, socially, politically, pipe bombs going through the mail to political figures, mass shootings at synagogues. What? In so many arenas, we are seeing events that need our help to change. And I cannot stand by and watch species becoming extinct, oceans dying, climate change wreaking havoc, violence tearing our world apart. I cannot turn a blind eye. Instead, I turn within and I ask for guidance and I listen to spirit and I wait for and I watch the nudges that I receive, the ideas that pop into my head, the opportunity for compassionate action that shows up for me to take, and then I take the action I'm guided to do, even if it's praying into a non-functioning walkie-talkie. You know, we are all extensions of God in time and space. And every one of us is here to make a difference. Do not discount your ability to bring forth a better world. It takes all of us. It takes all of us. Cleaning up our own inner environment so we can midwife a world that works for all. And no matter what the outer appearance tells us, infinite alternatives to our present reality exist right now. And when we come into contact with that state of consciousness that aligns with the alternative, we will bring it into fruition. I mean, everything already exists in the quantum field, within infinity, within reality, within the one life. It exists as a probability, and we just need to move ourselves into the same vibration it occupies and stop identifying with the old reality and start identifying with the new. So action is not just about doing. It's much more about being. We midwife causal energy to be birthed into form through embodying the change, through being who we've come here to be, unencumbered by the conditional behaviors and reactivity that can run our lives, no longer at the mercy of the patterns of thoughts and beliefs that have been taking the lead and that cause us to sleepwalk through life on autopilot. Divine intelligence is calling us ever upward. Do you feel it?
Yes.
What if a kinder world out there comes into manifestation when enough of us create a kinder world within? Are you up for it?
Yes.
We are so much more than the limited self we believe ourselves to be. So do not sell yourself short. We have a divine identity. And it's time we took action from that authentic self. It takes clearing away all that keeps us from experiencing the truth of our being and being the change. Be the version of yourself that is already experiencing that reality. Embody it. Begin at the end point. See it. Feel it. Be it. And move to a new viewpoint where the reality you want to manifest already exists. So the inner has to match the outer. Physicalize the reality you want to see come forth. And the way to begin that process? Ask for guidance. Start here. So here is a practice you can use to discover the best authentic action that you can take for an issue that you might have. First, write down all the actions that you can see as possibilities and let your mind have free rein to come up with what all that you can think of. And then, pause. Take some time to go into the silence, ask your heart for guidance, let yourself feel that appreciation, let it grow, move into that deeper intelligence of the heart, and ask to be shown the right way. Ask to receive direction that is so clear you cannot possibly misunderstand it, and then listen for the answer. And it may not come immediately, but it could. Maybe it's in the form of a nudge or an impulse. Maybe it's something someone says to you out of the blue. Maybe it's an idea that pops into your head or a book that falls on the shelf into your hands. You know what I'm talking about there? Or an intuitive sense that feels right. And maybe the answer is to do nothing at the moment. But the more you spend time in the silence, asking and listening, the clearer it will get for you. And then take action as you follow that gentle, healing voice. And how can you tell it's the voice of God? Well, it won't tell you to do something cruel or harmful to yourself or anyone else. It won't steer you wrong. It will show you the loving way to do something, the non-violent path, the creative way. Pray into a walkie-talkie. Try that. Our one sin is suppression, says Emmett Fox. Now, to me, that means that if I spend my life not expressing my authentic self and letting the conditioned egoic personality run the show, I am missing the mark of why I'm here, which is exactly what the word sin refers to. It's an archery term that means missing the mark. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to look back on my time here and think, I missed the mark. I missed the opportunity to be who I truly am. I didn't do what I said I was going to do. Anybody else with me on that? Yes. And my goal is to not have that happen to anyone. Not on my watch. Blessings.
Wow, it's hot. It's really hot. That's amazing. So unity stands for peace in the presence of conflict, for love in the presence of hatred, and for